I am relaxed. I need to sit at my desk with a better posture. Up straight. I know you guys are all sitting up straighter now, right? Back straight. Roll your shoulders back. And back to slouching. I'm sure I'm gonna default back into that. But, oh, it feels so good to have a stretch. Last week, I booked myself an appointment with a masseuse, and I had a massage for the first time in years. I haven't had a massage since, like, pre-COVID, because, you know, during those years, we didn't want to be near people. But skiddy of stress. I have I'm just squeezing my shoulders right now. So much tension in my shoulders and neck. I needed a massage. So I was very happy to find out that a place I used to go to was still around, because a lot of stuff changed in the past couple years. I wasn't sure if my place had survived COVID, but they're still there. So I booked myself an hour massage. And the lady there told me that they actually have a 2-hour massage. I'm pretty sure anybody who signs up for a 2-hour massage falls asleep. I don't know how you'd stay awake in such a relaxing setting for 2 hours. How could you not sleep? But I had a really good time. I don't really know, to be honest, what to expect from massage. Am I supposed to feel even sore afterwards? Because, you know, they've like plumbled your muscles. But it's so nice to have someone like squish you. And it's relaxing. I guess it's kind of like a good workout. The soreness afterwards is good. What I didn't expect to have tried during the massage was cupping. I've never tried it before. I've seen people with it. It's where the therapist puts all these little like suction cups on your back, and it's a negative pressure kind of thing, and it's supposed to like, you know what? I don't know what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to draw bad energy, or, you know, it grabs your tight muscles and then slowly releases it. But it looks like an octopus has attacked my back. I've got big bruisey circles all over my back. They're not painful. They look crazy. Like, my skin was still raised for quite some time after the massage and cupping, but I feel pretty badass. They should fade in a couple days, according to the masseuse, which I really, really do hope so, because I have an event to attend in a couple of weeks where I need to wear a dress that shows off my back, and it would be pretty funny. I mean, I'd have a good story. And I think most of my friends will know what cupping is and not think I'm a complete weirdo. I hope. Plus, I'm gonna wear my hair down, so who's gonna see? I'd love to go back again. I need to take care of myself. And it was a nice treat. And the masseuse was nice. Have you guys had massage before? If you haven't, I highly, highly recommend it. If you're shy, that's totally okay. These people are professionals. You could not say a single word during your session. You don't have to talk to your masseuse. I like to make a little bit of chit-chat and small talk, because sitting in silence feels awkward for me. When I'm sitting in the dental chair and the hygienist is talking to me, I want to talk and have a conversation so badly, and I'm always like stuck having my mouth open, and I feel stuck. But with a masseuse, you know, a little bit of chit chat, I find enjoyable. I like learning about people. I asked her what kind of clients she's had, what people get done, and she told me she's had clients as young as like 5 and as old as 88. High school students who are sports athletes that get things done, and older people who might have arthritis, people of all body shapes and sizes. And the story that made me chuckle was when I was getting the cupping done, she had told me one of her clients was a kid, and the kid was getting a massage done because his parents had benefits. Lucky kid. I wish my parents had benefits when I was little. And he asked for cupping. I'm pretty sure she didn't do it, and I'm not sure because I doubt cupping is recommended for children. But he asked for it done, and she was like, Why would you want cupping done? And he said he wanted his back to look like it had pepperonis on it. So I assume he's seen his mom or dad with it and thought the pepperonis were kind of funny. So Skitty has big pepperonis on her back that are starting to fade. I'm not sure if I'll do it again, but my favorite part of the massage were the hot stones and the shoulder massage. Oof. I could take hours of shoulder massages and back scrunchies. That's all I need. I don't need head rubs. I don't need, she popped my knuckles and cracked my back. That sounds pretty intense. But all I want are back rubs. Anywho, you know what I also haven't done in a while? Let's do a silly personality quiz. And so I googled massage quiz personality thing, and I ended up on, what is this? Texas Massage Academy blog. It's a blog. And it's gonna tell me what kind of massage I am. Which, I know it's completely silly. Let's just see what it reveals about me. Okay. Ever wonder what kind of massage therapist you'd be? Oh, okay. I thought I was going to be a massage, but I'm going to be a massage. My bad. Massage therapist. Okay. What kind of massage will you get from Skitty? Okay. Would I bring calm energy, deep focus, nurturing care, are all out spa vibes? Nah, I don't think I'm all out spa vibes, but let's see. Okay, this is a fun personality quiz which reveals which massage technique best matches your natural energy and how it could guide you through your journey in massage therapy. Okay, let's do this. What does your perfect Saturday look like? Whether you're an early riser or weekend warrior, your favorite way to spend your downtime says a lot about your massage style. No wrong answers here, just your natural vibe coming through. Okay. Am I a cozy morning with tea and a good book, a long workout, or a deep cleaning session, volunteering or spending time with family, or treating yourself to a facial and shopping trip? Perfect Saturday. I would say a realistic Saturday would be cleaning. I should be cleaning, but a perfect Saturday. And between a cozy book and going on a shopping trip, I'm gonna treat myself to a facial and shopping trip. Second question. Which words describe you the best? Go with your gut. This isn't about what others expect. It's about how you move through the world. There's beauty in every personality type, especially when it comes to healing others. Am I a creative, determined, calm, or caring? I'll go with creative. Next question. Your go-to way to help a stressed friend is, you're probably already the go-to friend in your circle. How you comfort others often mirrors how you'll support clients too. Would I offer a listening ear and warm hug? Give them a solid pep talk and action plan? Bring over tea, snacks, and essential oils? Or treat them to a spa night at my place? Oh, those all sound so good. Like, the first three, listening ear, solid pep talk, snacks. Can I do all of those? This one's tricky. I really want to go with snacks, but I'm a listening ear kind of friend. Choose a massage room vibe. Lighting, scents, sounds. It all adds up to a powerful experience. Your ideal massage space tells us a lot about how you'll create a healing environment for others. Would I have candles, aromatherapy, and luxurious touches? Or clean linens, firm table, and serious focus? Or soft lighting, quiet music, cozy blankets, and last, warm glow, supportive pillows, emotional comfort. The last two sound so nice. I will pick... To be honest, they kind of sound similar. I will pick quiet music, cozy blankets. I wonder if we're getting close to the end. If you were a massage product, you would be... This one is just for fun. But hey, products you're drawn to might just reflect how you approach your craft. Luxe, clinical, calming, or comforting? Let's find out. Would Skitty be a gold shimmery body scrub? Calming lavender oil, unscented hypoallergenic cream, or a therapeutic muscle balm? Ooh. You know, I'm chuckling at this, but I would be an unscented hypoallergenic cream. Partially because my skin is sensitive, and as lovely as lavender oil is, I'm gonna go with the safe option. Oh, what? I have to put in my email? Okay. Hello, my name is... And make up the email. And hopefully it takes my answer. Oh, enter a valid email. Okay, @hello.com. All right, there's a little animation processing my answer. And I am a Swedish massage, the gentle grounder. You are calm, comforting, and bring peace to wherever you go. Swedish massage is your best match because it aligns with your naturally grounding energy. You thrive in relaxed spaces and love helping others feel safe and supported, both emotionally and physically. That is very pleasant sounding. I hope I am that. Your future clients will walk out of your sessions feeling refreshed, realigned, and totally at ease. And I love that there's a little chart here for me. So this is a spider chart. It presents my results in a web-like format. Each point represents a specific area, helping you identify where you excel and where you may want to focus more attention. It seems like I am 0% deep tissue. I am sorry for all my athletes. Lil Skitty will not be able to help you with your deep tissue issues. But I would be a decent prenatal massage therapist or a Swedish massage therapist. I am a nurturer and grounder. That was fun. giving massages. I've given massages to friends. It's nice. I don't know how masseuses do it for, you know, an hour or two, because I feel like my hands get tired after 15 minutes. But this is why there are professionals. And Skitty will stick to what she's good at. Talking your ears off. Anywho, it was nice catching up with you guys. I'm gonna go try to work on some writing and get out a new audio guide for you soon. Hope you guys are having a great week, and you'll hear from me soon. Big hugs. Squishy hugs.